How does an investment bank dedicated to mission-driven businesses foster a unique community and connection with the ecosystem of impact investing? In this episode of the Privately Speaking podcast series, host and private enterprise partner Erica Whitmore delves into the Momentum Mo Summit, a premier event for CEOs and leaders of private companies, with Christy Lang, director of Big Path Capital.
Well, Christy, so excited to have you on the podcast today. Everyone, we've got Christy Lang with Big Path Capital with us today. And Christy and I just attended their most recent Mo Summit, which is Momentum Summit. It's a conference they put on every year, and I've been attending since COVID in 2020. And it's a conference that is literally near and dear to my heart, and I love going every single year. And I'm just real happy that they continue to allow KPMG to sponsor and attend. So with that, Christy, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, introduce Big Path, and give a little bit of a background on Mo Summit.
Thanks, Erica. It's a pleasure to be here, and we greatly appreciate your sponsorship year after year. We love having you attend. So Big Path, we are an investment bank founded in 2007. We help mission-driven companies find mission-aligned capital. We do this across most stages of a company, from minority liquidity and partial exits to 100% exits. While we cover impact broadly, I would say we've historically focused on two sectors: consumer broadly, and then sustainability broadly. And most of our experience has actually been in the consumer sector. We are 100% focused in impact, and this focus has built the largest network of impact investors. And we believe that we deliver on not only mission and values, but getting you the best value for your company.
And Christy, in terms of, you know, how Big Path kind of operates and your network, like you mentioned, right, it's the biggest impact network that exists. How does that then kind of lead into Mo Summit? And give me just a little bit of the background on the conference itself.
Sure. So there's actually three pieces to our business that are separate but interrelated. So there's the company side, where we help mission-driven companies find capital. We also act as a placement agent for impact funds, helping them find capital. And then we have our events, one of which is the Mo Summit. And the Mo Summit was founded to bring CEOs, entrepreneurs, and leaders of impact companies together. And ultimately, our goal at Big Path is to bring as much capital as possible into the impact space and uplift the entire impact ecosystem. So the events are just a nice way to bring that all together. And so at the event, we have a lot of our past clients, we have current clients, and we have hopefully future clients as well.
You know, like we talked about, I've been attending since 2020, but I think the conference was going on for a while before that, right? What year did you guys start doing that conference?
So we started in 2018. So this year was our eighth summit. We held it in Asheville, North Carolina, which is where we had it the first 2 years. And it also felt really good to support Asheville, especially after the destruction of Hurricane Helene. So it certainly made a lot of progress, but there are still communities and businesses there that are struggling. So it was felt really wonderful to be there and support them as well. And so we're going to be hosting the summit in Asheville again in 2026 and 2027. And the dates for next year are March 16th through the 18th. So mark your calendars.
I already put it on my calendar, Christy, just so you know. I'm like, okay, I got it.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And yeah, it's a curated event. We're really intentional around who is there. And it's typically around 150 attendees, most of which are CEOs, again, entrepreneurs, leaders in the impact space. But we also have select service providers, you know, such as KPMG, that are, you know, focused in the impact space, as well as a few impact investors, which is helpful for some of the companies there, because a lot of companies at some point have or will or currently are raising capital. And so hearing from impact investors is hugely helpful at the conference.
I mentioned at the beginning of our discussion, Christy, that it's literally one of my favorite conferences. And, you know, we can talk about this in a little bit, but I just think it just warms my heart when I go, right? Because everybody's just so nice. So we'll talk about that in a minute. But one of the panel sessions that I went to included some investors and a CEO who recently went through a transaction, and just hearing them talk about the process and like how long they were planning to hold the investment. And it was just really, again, I'm not a CEO, right? I'm an audit partner at KPMG, but you know, I work with a lot of high growth companies and their founders and CEOs, and to really hear what that was like and kind of how you helped from a Big Path perspective, both the company as well as the investors, I just thought that was really cool. And so maybe talk just a little bit about what makes the conference so special. I shared something that I thought was special, but, you know, how do you guys kind of do that curating to make sure that, you know, that it really benefits the attendees?
Yeah, so I think two of our goals with the conference are community and connection. And this year, our theme was double down, leading with values during times of uncertainty, which I think we kind of now need more than ever.
Christy, are you saying there is uncertain times right now? I had to throw that out there. It's just a little crazy. I'm totally with you.
Maybe just a little bit. So, of course, we have the education and the learning pieces. You mentioned the panel and the, you know, the sharings. But ultimately, we want everyone there to be able to connect with other like-minded leaders and then to stay in touch with those people. Again, it's about the community and growing the community. And what's really wonderful is that we have a lot of repeat attendance. So people come year after year. It's almost a little bit like a mini reunion, which feels really nice. The companies that attend are all at all different stages of their growth. So they could be at a few million in revenue to almost a billion in revenue. And so there's going to be people there that have likely been through what you're going through. And not only that, but they've done it through an impact lens. So they're able to speak to the unique challenges that come with that.
Again, going back to this time, the awards ceremony. So maybe just to level set, it's about two and a half, three days. Is that fair?
Yep. Two and a half days.
But the awards ceremony, which, you know, again, people can go look this up, but there's like, you know, the top 100, right? What is it? What's the award called again?
So the Mo 100. So the summit itself is the gathering of the CEOs and the leaders of the positive impact companies. But we also do a ranking, and we use your year-over-year growth rate, your B Corp score if you have it, but you don't need to have it. And then we calculate a number and rank the top 100 companies, and then we honor them at the event. This year, our top 100 companies had an average year-over-year revenue growth rate of 130%.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, it's a really amazing figure, especially when you think about that, you know, these are all impact companies and companies that are doing good. So that's huge.
And I won't name any names, but you also had a panel at the awards ceremony that I thought was brilliant, the individuals that you had on that panel that evening. And again, I won't name names, but to your earlier point, you know, one of the individuals was like on his third bank, and all in the impact space, I think, or at least the last two. And so, and anyways, what I thought was also really cool, again, anybody who went to the summit's going to know exactly who I'm talking about, but that it not only was his third one, not only was it another impact bank, but it also had the largest assets under management that he'd ever done. And I just thought that was so cool and kind of like the epitome of like, you know, what you're trying to accomplish, right? Or the companies that are part of this ecosystem. So anyways, I was just really impressed with how the whole event was put together, the companies that were there. I'm always impressed with the individuals that are there. Again, it's really great to network, really easy to network. So we really appreciate you guys for everything you do, but also for putting together this conference. So maybe we'll pivot just a little bit, and maybe you can talk a little bit about getting kind of back to Big Path and maybe some of the investors that you work with, and, you know, kind of where do those investors come from? How do you connect with them? Again, if we think about our audience and it's high growth companies, right? They may interact with some of these investors, but tell us a little bit about the investors that Big Path works with.
Getting started back in 2007, was really before impact was even a word in the financial space. So we've had many years of building and curating our network of investors. And it ranges from everything from a high net worth individual to single and multifamily offices, all the way up to private equity funds and multi-billion dollar private equity funds. And there's a lot of different flavors of investors as well. So when I first started at Big Path 8 years ago, most of our investor base was strictly explicitly impact. And it was a fund that was created to invest in impact. It shifted in a good way in that now there's funds that are, again, explicitly investing in impact, but then there's also funds that are more traditional private equity, but they have an impact fund that is separate and investing in impact. Or it could be traditional private equity that just wants to invest in impact because they see, like that bank you mentioned, these are the high growth companies. You know, this is where consumers are putting their dollars. This is kind of where the world is heading. So as long as we can get the money into impact companies and funds, that's our goal. And it's been great to see more funds get interested in the space.
As we're kind of talking, you know, again, back to one or more of the panels during the conference, I do think that giving companies a little bit of insight into the deal process is just super intriguing, right? I think every deal is different. Like, again, I'm on like, you know, the high growth companies, IPOs, things like that, right? But you've always got a crazy story or two, like probably for you literally every month, right? For me, it's like a few times a year. But maybe are there any like, you know, in the last couple of years, any deals that there was just something crazy that came up that you had to work through or something like that?
So a lot of what we do when we run a process is similar to what a traditional investment bank would do. I always think of it as being just a little bit harder because we are trying to match that mission piece. It's finding someone that is aligned with your mission and your values. And it's really is also invested in that. We had a client recently where they had experienced really significant growth and were, you know, frankly, not ready for that growth. And so wanted to bring in a partner in order to help. Very mission-driven company. And we ran a process and found an investor for them. And during the diligence process, when you're going through all of that, legal documents, financial diligence, et cetera, we had more than a few snags. And
always in deals, right?
Always. But this one, more than I've ever seen and more complicated, I will say, than I have ever seen. And the investor who wasn't, the documents were not signed, they were acting like they were a partner with this company. And if this was, you know, anything else, or if it, again, if it was in my last job at a traditional investment bank, this deal would have fallen apart in 10 different places, but it didn't because that investor really believed in the mission, in the company, in the team, and stuck with it. And it took a little bit longer and it was tough all around on all parties, but we got the deal done and it was a wonderful outcome for the CEO and founder and also for the investor.
That's really cool. So let's pivot just a little bit. And I think our last two things to go over, if you could talk just a little bit about the CEO peer circles and then maybe just events in general in terms of what Big Path focused on and maybe trying to do in the future to continue to curate the network.
What we see year after year at the Mo is a lot of inspiration and people thinking in new ways. And that comes from the people that you're meeting there. And we've been thinking about how to carry this momentum through between each annual conference so that people can continue to stay connected, you know, and be inspired. And so we're launching CEO peer circles to do just that. So we can provide the link to that and also would encourage people to reach out with any questions to learn more. But again, we want to just capitalize on all of that momentum and those good feelings and learnings from the summit and have people do that in between, you know, the event each year.
You know, that makes so much sense, Christy, because again, one thing that literally I think every time, because I usually moderate a panel, which I love doing, right? So that's like fun for me. But we always have a prep call that Kristen schedules, your wonderful Kristen that helps with everything I think that you guys do. But the CEOs that are on those panels, and literally this has happened in the last 5 years, they're literally like, well, anybody in the audience can literally be on this panel. You know what I mean? But it's so like, they're usually so interactive and they learn so much from each other. But again, just hats off to you guys for curating such a great event. So I think that's really cool that you guys are doing that so that they've got kind of the benefit of their peers really, right, throughout the year. So that's awesome. So I think you were going to preview, and we're really being careful with this because I know you guys are just thinking about it. It's not actually in stone yet, but do you want to share a little bit more about the other event that you're thinking about doing?
Sure. So we do a few events each year. The Mo is one of our bigger events. And then we have our Impact Capitalism Summit that we've also been doing. We've been doing even longer than the Mo. And we've had it in Nantucket historically, and it's mostly been for LPs, but we are thinking of shifting. We're shifting both the location and probably the focus of the event. So I would just say stay tuned for more on that, but that would be next year in Charleston.
Well, Christy, maybe one last plug. Go ahead and remind everyone of the Mo Summit, when it is, where it is this upcoming year, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. So it will be March 16th through the 18th in Asheville, North Carolina. It's a wonderful place if you haven't visited. And again, it's a gathering of CEOs and leaders from positive impact companies that are using the power of business as a force for good. And we have a lot of fun. And we try to also incorporate elements. So it's not just you're listening to a panel or you're listening to a keynote speaker. We had a singer-songwriter that came and sang at the dinner.
That was great. That was amazing. That was a great twist this year.
Yeah, that was really special and people really loved that. But we try to have fun things like that. We had a couple field trips to some local Asheville businesses that people really loved. So we really want it to be a space for that community and connection. And we curate it and we schedule it in a way that just gives people a lot of different opportunities for that connection. And I would say for me personally, it makes me really hopeful. So I know that there's always these smart, dedicated people that are actively working to make the world a better place, whether that's through people and or planet. And especially in times like this, it's really wonderful to spend time with those people and just really be reminded of what they're doing.
Well, Christy, again, thank you so much for coming today. And thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. Again, I enjoyed the conference tremendously and can't wait for next year. Like I said, I've already got it on my calendar. So really appreciate everything you guys do. And like I said, including KPMG. So thank you for your time.
It's our pleasure. Thank you, Erica.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you for listening to KPMG's Privately Speaking podcast. And be sure to subscribe to this series to be notified of new episodes.